British R&B singer James Hunter is our guest on The Cafe today. His new album, People Gonna Talk, has been getting much attention with television appearances and major newspaper coverage. And today, James and his band will play live for us on the World Cafe. Why has all this been happening to James at the age of 42? Well, a lot of it has to do with his record company, Go Records, that was formed by fans specifically to release James's music. The album itself, with tight arrangements and very catchy tunes, does the rest. Let's start with this performance of All Through Crying. It's James Hunter on the World Cafe.
One, two, three. Trouble came a-calling like the day before. I finally got around to showing them the door. This time I put my foot down, say come back some other time, 'cause I'm all through crying. Whoa. Since I met you, baby, I'll never be the same. That brought me over is going up in flames. From this day on, I know the sun is gonna shine, and I'm all through crying. Somebody for bringing you to me, sending me the love I thought I'd never see. 'Cause it was only tears that had me blind, and I'm all through crying. You know I'm all through crying.
All Through Crying, James Hunter is playing live with this great band, and that is the kind of the resolution of the album. That's how it all ends up, All Through Crying. That's the last song.
That's right.
There's some heartache earlier in the record.
There's a lot of it, but it all resolves itself in the end, you know, all the best stories, you know.
Absolutely. James, people talk about this music, and they mistakenly, I think some people use the kind of term retro, or like you're doing old music, which I never really feel when I'm hearing this. But I am curious as to where this all, you know, what your personal musical heroes were and where it all started for you, because this was old music when you were a kid.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
It was... You know, I just call it modern music done in a retro way, that's all.
That's good. What do you remember some of the first things you heard growing up?
Oh, blimey. Well, it's the bunch of 78s we stole from our grandmother. I had a sprinkling of Jackie Wilson stuff hidden amongst it, so I think that was I was ruined early.
78s, wow.
Yes.
What an amazing singer he is, too. I mean...
Oh, wouldn't he? Yeah, yeah. He's the governor, really, isn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a whole reverence for eras of British soul music in England that doesn't always get carried out here in the States. So in some ways, you had a leg up because people... better reissues and a whole lot of that. Did you feel like you
that's
got
that's right.
Good
there was
education?
A big movement of that. People were all into it. And people always appreciate other people's culture a bit more than they do their own, you know.
Now, what did you think when you first came here? Did you go running around looking for things that weren't there anymore? Or?
Yeah, well, actually, I was surprised how easy it was to find them, because they weren't, you know, I found out over here that Clyde McFatter at home is like a kind of demigod, and he's a bit of a subculture figure. But here, he comes under oldies. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Some of his stuff's a bit easier to find.
Wow, that's good. That's very positive. Well, let's move on and hear some more of the tunes from the first album here.
Okay, this one's called No Smoke Without Fire. One, two, one. Tell me just what happened. Let me get this done. But I'd better hear the same thing when I ask around. Well, no one's calling you a lie, but there's no smoke without fire. The alibi you sold me, you know it ain't watertight. Well, now a little birdie told me, and I've got you dead to rights. No one's calling you a lie, but there's no smoke without a fire.
Smoke Without Fire. James Hunter is playing live today. Another one from People Gonna Talk. His debut in the States, and the debut album for Go Records, which was kind of formed to put out James Hunter records. That's kind of cool.
That's not bad, is it?
No, it doesn't happen to too many people.
Yeah, usually they liquidate in order not to.
Now, how did you end up meeting the folks who run Go?
I've known 50% of Go Records for a long time. Take the form of a guy called Steve, who was a tourist who was looking for some R&B to listen to when he was in London, And about 18 years later, him and his him and his girlfriend formed a record company.
Now,
that's just the way things worked out. Yeah.
Now, were you at one point made a living busking?
Or you did? Yeah, I did a lot of busking. Yeah.
So you would do these on acoustic guitar on the street. This kind of this.
Well, you got battery amps, so we had electric. Yeah.
Oh,
I used to do a bit of the tin sandwich as well at that, in those days. The harmonica.
Oh right.
Yeah.
The tin sandwich. That's a British thing.
Yes,
for sure. Now, you spent some time and actually have done some recording with Van Morrison. I would totally see you guys as kindred spirits. But how did you end up meeting him?
Oh, we did a gig in Newport in Wales. It was turned out it was the manager, the hotelier, was a friend of his. He was a sort of R&B freak, you know. It was the only 5-star hotel possibly in the world that's got, you know, Joe Turner and Clive McFatter playing in the lift music, you know. And I think that's how Van struck up a friendship with this fella. And we did a gig there, and Van turned up. We just got chinning, you know. And about a year later, we did some stuff on the road.
Which, yeah. And did he ever give you any advice about, you know, obviously he's the kind of guy, he's got, seems to be a dim view of the music business, but did he give you any advice about it?
He did give me advice, but I carried on playing.
Good answer. What's up next?
Playing wise, we're going to do one called Talking About My Love, which I wrote myself. One, two, three. They tell me I'm wrong to wanna stand alongside my love. Oh, I'm talking about my love. If only they knew what I wouldn't do for my love. We'll be right back.
too much fun. That's talking about my love. James Hunter is our guest today. And I'm listening to all these songs, and there's so many different things happening stylistically in what you do, and you draw from so much. There's a song we've been playing a bunch on the World Cafe, which is the title track of People Gonna Talk. And you hear ska in this. You hear some early early 60s sounds. I mean, people do mention Sam Cooke and things like that, real sweet sounding. Are you a big fan of Jamaican music as well, of ska and all that?
I do like the groove of it. You can put almost anything to that vibe, and it'll work.
Oh, this one definitely does. This is
thank you.
People Gonna Talk.
You can carry my heart with you, or you can drop it like a stone. But please let that decision be your own. I know people gonna talk the way they do sometimes. Nah, but don't let them change your mind. I can't wait around forever. Baby, if it has to be that long, just as long as it's you I'm waiting on. Let them change your mind.
People Gonna Talk, James Hunter, and this great band playing live for us today. You know, people hear a song like that, James, and they identify with the singer, and they want to know how that turned out. Did she listen to you, or did she?
Oh, we're talking about the young lady concerned.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't autobiographical directly. It's a vicarious song. It's about somebody else's experience, I think. But I think it ended well.
Good, 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 good. Well, this ended
well.
Yeah,
she left him.
James Hunter is our guest. Thank you so much for playing live today. It was a real treat.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Dan.
And best of luck. People Gonna Talk is the new album out on Go Records through Rounder, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.